The government's being urged to invest more in water safety education after another deadly year. The latest provisional report from Water Safety New Zealand shows 74 drownings last year. That was the same as in 2020, but 20 of them came just last month. As Jake McKee reports, water safety advocates are worried.
The New Zealand curriculum means children don't have to learn to swim. It's expected they have basic aquatic skills by the end of Year 6, but it's not compulsory. And Swimming New Zealand Chief Executive Steve Johns wants that to change.
You know, I certainly think it is time for the government to have a look at what is happening as a result of not funding aquatic education, and perhaps it is time for them to start putting some money into that space.
Steve Johns thinks there are many factors at play. He thinks primary teachers aren't necessarily fit to teach kids to swim, if it's happening at all, but also learning to swim is best in private lessons, which can be expensive.
If we were to get every school-age child, for example, in New Zealand into formal swimming lessons, we're talking tens of millions of dollars a year to be able to do that. But when you look at the amount of money, for example, the government puts into road safety strategies and initiatives to try and bring down the road toll, you know, comparatively what they put into water safety is just a minute amount.
It's not just our tamariki in need of water safety education. The drowning report shows most fatalities were men, more than half of drownings were aged 45 and over, and more Māori than any other ethnicity died. Steve Johns says there's great community-led work happening to educate Māori, Pacifica and migrants.
But any program that's in place now that's getting out into those types of communities that's not funded by a government, so the people that are providing those courses are always having to think every month or every year, where am I going to get the money to continue this next year?
Drowning Prevention Auckland Chief Executive Nicola Keane-Bigelar says water safety education needs to span a lifetime.
What you would learn in school as an 8 and 10 year old would be different to what we would teach an adolescent that's engaging in riskier behaviour. It's different to what we'd teach a parent or a grandparent that's supervising an under 5. And it's different again to over 65s who might be out boating, and their competency and their strength is different to when they were boating as a 30-year-old.
Ultimately, Nicola Keane-Bigelar says education also needs to span different situations. Just because you can swim the length of a pool doesn't mean you're prepared to swim in the surf. She says it will take years for the annual drowning toll to drop, with those working in the space having done all they can with the investment they get.
So it's starting to look at this bigger, more broadly around how do we amplify what's possible by working together better rather than having money available that we all need to fight for.
RNZ asked Minister for Sports and Recreation Grant Robertson and Minister of Education Chris Hipkins if the government should front foot water safety improvements. Chris Hipkins says the drowning toll is tragic and referred to previous budget funding made available to services, but made no comment about future action the government might take.